know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones are acting, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Sprawling backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats. Who poses heroes, take advantage of blacks. Your government's gangsters, so cut the crap.
I'm mad.
You're mad.
I'm mad as we start this podcast.
Hey, well, you better let everybody know about it.
I am here for it, and I am not happy about it.
Tell them.
And hey, when Miguel ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
No. I want the building to quiver right now with anger.
If you were like a witch, that would be a legit possibility. I'm scared.
We are Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
That is associate producer from USF, Scotty the Body.
Hey.
Producer Ryan is working in his place for just a couple of minutes. We have video producer Evander.
Can I leave? You're kind of scaring me.
Have you
You're getting all mad this morning, like side-eyeing people.
He's like, I didn't sign up for this.
Evander, well, first off, before we get into this real quick, if you are on my social media at all over the past, what, how long have we been here, Holly? 4 years?
You keep pushing it ahead. It's not yet 4 years.
It's 3 and
it will be 4 years in at the end of March.
At the end of March. Almost 4 years we've been here.
Yes.
Since I first met Evander, I put him on my social media and I would go, oh, hi, Evander.
Thanks for the followers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You owe him a lot of followers. Probably.
Wait, I'm about to say, how many followers have I given you through the years now?
I haven't kept track, but probably a good, 200 maybe.
Wow. It has to be. Well, it was on Snapchat at first first 2 years.
Yeah. What's Snapchat?
That died.
Exactly. That's where it all started. But I thought, because people see you in our social media and like we'll mention your name mm-hmm. when we're doing headphone karaoke or whatever. And we're like, oh, video producer Evander, but no one's ever heard from you before.
Mm. Oh,
Evander, have you ever seen me mad before?
Only a small handful of times. But I normally just don't say anything and don't make eye contact.
Oh, God. That's like, you're like a mother, Miguel. Like, that's like what I do with my mom when she's mad. I just kind of lay low and move quickly.
Just keep to myself.
I mean, you know what? It's one of those things where I don't get mad often, but when I do, it's because I feel like there's sort of some sort of injustice.
Miguel is always mad about injustice.
Yes. And then that's when it just sends me through the roof.
Yeah.
Like right now we have some stuff going on behind the scenes where we got a new logo or updated refreshed logo. And so they moved that whole thing up. And so the stuff for our studio that makes it look good in videos was ordered late.
Well, here's the thing. So our studio was decked out with all of our Hot 101.5 logos. There were, backdrops and all these things. They came in the day that we flipped to the new logo and they tore every bit of it down. And they're like, we can't have this old stuff hanging out. So then they were going to replace it with new stuff to make videos look good. They haven't yet. And it's been weeks. And so every time we have to do this video segment we do called Hot Dish.
Which is every day.
It's every day in the 9 o'clock hour, at the end of the 9 o'clock hour. We would just have, video producer Evander come in here and film it, and we would just pop over to our microphones and do it. It would take all of about maybe like 5 to 10 minutes. Well, now that all of the studio is barren, it takes like 30 minutes to drag out some backdrops. I never do this work, by the way, so I'm just sympathetic. Like Scott, Ryan, Miguel, they're all hauling up these gigantic things from like usually the third, or we're on the third floor from the first floor. It's a pain in the ass.
And here's what, and you're like, well, I work a job where I gotta move stuff. We only get the studio until 10 a.m. and then Danny has to come in here. So if we could be in here all day and do it, like it would be fine, but we're on a time crunch because then Ryan has to leave to go do promotion stuff and then Scott has to get to school. And so, so this is why I'm mad is because this takes time out of doing the podcast and I wanted to have time to do this, but now I got to leave for an appointment. Scott has to go to work. Evander has to go edit the audio.
I'm cool.
All because they don't have the fucking shit and I'm just,
we can say that on here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I love this.
It's an inconvenience.
This is the Miguel I know.
For so many people, and that's the problem.
So I'm sorry. I'm going to try to calm down. Evander, before you go real quick, you've been working with us for a few years now in different capacities. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing you don't like about me and you don't like about Holly?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh wow. Yeah, fired up today.
Come on, I'm ready. Let's just go.
Well, I brought a list, actually. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
That's a trick question,
that
Miguel.
That's a trap.
You can't have someone face-to-face come in here and tell you something they don't like about you.
Yeah, he's locked into the studio right now.
Look at your have your damn hands on your hips, too. This is exactly what
you're... Are you just wanting to get more angry today? Because I thought you were one step away from throwing something.
No.
Miguel, I don't like your anger. You need to work on that.
Miguel has his...
And Holly needs to work on helping you with your anger. There you go. I gotta go. Bye.
All right, Evander. What's all of your social media?
It's just Evander Lips on everything. EvanderLapps.
Okay, thank you, Evander Lips.
Love you.
Evander Lips.
Evander Lips. By the way, we're not doing headphone karaoke tomorrow, so you don't have to be here early. Yeah, all right. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Holly, how are
probably
you?
Probably best, so we didn't have to pull this shit out again. I'm good.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we would have had to now that I think about it. I'm fine, I guess. You know what? I feel a lot better today than I did yesterday. I think... And I'm just going to say it because it's a podcast. I think that this week has been like my period funk. And I really hate that it affects me like that because it makes me feel weak. And it makes me feel like any man that's ever told me, well, you must be on your period. I want to like stab something with a screwdriver.
Oh, wow.
So I just get, I don't know, as I get older, like my hormones get crazier every time I get my period. So it's like all week. And last week was like sort of fine. And I'm like, oh, I should be good this week. I'm not going to have any PMS. I'll be good. Well, that was all fine and dandy until Tuesday when I suddenly started feeling like depressed and sad and emotional and and weepy. And then like self-doubtful and feeling like I'm worthless. Like what is that?
What was the biggest thing that you now can see coming on the other side of it that you felt like you were worthless about? Like, what was the thing that was bugging you the most?
It was work.
You thought you were worthless here?
Yes.
Why?
100%. I still sort of feel like that, but not as like weirdly in my soul about it. I think that was the hormones. But I feel like everyone is like so busy and does all this stuff, and I feel like I'm not doing anything. I don't know. And it's like, I want to do stuff, but then there's other stuff that I'm like, well, that's not my forte. I can't just take something up that I'm not good at and be like, let me pretend to be good at this. Cause like I'm 36. I know where I shine.
Right.
But then I also feel like, I don't know. I'm just in a weird place with work right now.
Well, you know what? This is good. This is good therapy. I think that, you know, we got 8 minutes to finish this up real quick. But I think this is good because I think, and Scott, for you as a radio person, and even you who listen to the podcast, whatever job you do with the team, one of the things that I've realized is that you have to be good, know what you're good at, and don't try to fake the funk for something you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I'm not good with handling like the minute details of the show. So like if we say, hey, we're going to talk to listener Amy on Monday, I know that I'm going to forget. And then Monday at 8:15, right before it's supposed to happen, and be like, wait, where's Amy? Have we called her? But this is where I'm leaning on Scott now to be that person to help me because I know that that's where I always fall through the cracks. I'm better at coming up with like, here's the general scope of where the show's going. And like, I'm already working on stuff for the spring and for the summer for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you're good at though making sure that we're always current and like we know what's going on because you're the person I'll be like, hey, let's do this. And you'll be like, wait, but isn't that a little old? Like that was like 2 weeks ago, a month ago. And so you're good with making sure that we're current and also handling those details of like putting stuff together.
I don't mind putting stuff together. Like I'm good at like, if I'm good at like taking a task and finishing it through because I'm a good detail oriented person.
Mm-hmm.
So I like doing that. But then I feel like, I guess as humans, we don't always recognize where our strengths, factor into the greater piece of the puzzle.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Oh, I understand it.
So I always just feel like I am going to be found out sooner or later that I don't deserve to be here.
But
and I'm just feeling it real strong right now for some reason.
I felt that this spring or probably this summer because I feel like whenever the show is in a lull, and it was probably the spring going into the summer where we're not doing much. We're just sort of going through the motions, and I feel like I'm supposed to be the creative person, and then just sometimes I have a creative lull. And
Everybody does.
Yeah.
It's cyclical.
Exactly. But then there are times where I'm like, I have so many ideas, I don't even, like, I just, like, my boyfriend will come home, and, like, I'll be on my laptop just writing stuff, and he goes, are you okay? And I'm like, I just have so many ideas, I gotta write them down right now.
Right. I have swings like that where I'm like, I am on and popping.
Right.
And then sometimes it'll be, like, a dry spell for weeks, and I'm just like, I'm worthless. What am I doing? This is horrible.
Holly, you're not worth this.
I know, and I try not to use that word because it sounds so dramatic, but like it just felt yucky. But I do feel better today. I'm hoping that this is like the upswing.
Now, Scott, you've been with us because you're in college. Uh-huh. And so this is like your first, you know, real workplace environment.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry. It's crazy.
What a piss poor example of how adults actually work.
Right.
In real life.
I love it. I really do love it because I don't think if I didn't get this job before I graduated, like I think I would have just been in my phrase shook when I graduated and just didn't know what to do or how to handle things. But I'm very thankful that it's like I got to work into a place while still in school.
Right.
So now I get to balance both and still not have all the pressure of like, oh, well, now I'm a graduated student and I need to be full-time and all these things. I feel a little less of that pressure. Now I'm starting to feel it because I'm about to graduate in a couple months. But I was able to kind of ease myself into it.
Huh. This is interesting because I wonder right now as the dynamic of the show is changing, Scott, where do you see yourself fitting into the Miguel and Holly universe?
I mean, that's a good question. Something I've thought about a lot lately. I feel like I sound like a politician.
No, you don't.
I've thought about it as I'm approaching the
podium. I think it's interesting because I've started to find myself like being so much closer to like my true authentic self within the studio with y'all and feeling that I wasn't like that a couple months ago. Like I was finding my route and like where I stay. And now I start to feel like I have that spot of whether it's like that third little voice that pops in every now and then to kind of add new thoughts into it, but trying to find ways I can help in any way possible. Because I mean, that's still the route that I'm trying to follow. It's like, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I don't want to get on anybody's nerves. Like, I'm just thankful to be here. I just want to help in any way I can. So I'm still trying to figure out like how I could truly be my full authentic self. And I feel like I am, but getting better and better and more comfortable, especially on air, which has been, even now that I look back, even through my notes and a couple months ago, I was like, wow, like that's crazy of just how much has happened over the span of a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Actually, now that I'm assessing, you sound way more comfortable than you first did. Mm-hmm. Like so much, it was so like what we call like baby DJ thing where everything has to be like polished and excited. And that was you. And that was all of us when we started. Uh-huh. So I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it takes a while to kind of like let that down a little bit. So you've really come a long way.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I think, like you said, you're starting to find that groove, and it's only going to get better over the months and years.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad. I wanted us to have a little cathartic. Thank you. Moment, and sort of like just let it out because it's been really tense in the studio as we're trying to like get everything done because everybody is like working several different jobs. And I think that before we move on to something else, real quick, I think what makes me just sort of In any workplace in today, I mean, you know, they had the news of the GM plants that are shutting down. Mm-hmm. You know, as technology changes, as our media landscape changes, you know, things aren't what it used to be. Like a morning show like us, we would have like, you know, 10 people. Mm-hmm. And literally I would walk in, Holly and I would walk in here at 6 a.m. They would hand us the schedule and say, here's the show. And then we'd just go and that would, and we'd leave at 10:05 and that's it. But we all have so many different things, and I just get so frustrated because I want us to all just focus and, like, do just this.
Yeah.
But that's just not possible because we all have to do other things, you know? It'll get where we want it to be.
It will. And you know what? We're taking a lot of good steps to get there because, you know, when we first moved here, it was you and I, and we thought, well, we're never going to be able to have anybody else on the show.
No, no.
There's not going to be enough time.
No. We just sort of strong-armed our way into making it happen.
We kind of like pulled Ryan in, and we were like, oh, he's working with us now, bye. And so we're sort of doing the same thing with Scott.
Yeah.
Like literally one day, Miguel plucked him out of the promotions department and was like, hey, start coming into the show every day. Do you know you did that?
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, now everyone expects it, though. I've noticed that. I'm like, wow, like, even like Megan and the promotions are like, she asked like, okay, just, I don't want you to go over hours with promotions, so just make sure you let me know. I'm like, wow, okay. So I'm like, falling more into this lane than that side. So I'm like, this is kind of interesting.
Listen, this is how, if you want to get up in a business and if you're trying to figure out, you got to do the work that you think you should be doing. You can't wait for anyone to give it to you. Mm-hmm. If I just kept going to the bosses to say, hey, can Scott be on the show? We need help. They'd be like, no, you
never
don't.
Never say yeah.
Yeah, and they'd be like, well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And it'd be another 2 years before that would happen. So So then you just do it.
Yeah.
You just make it happen.
Sometimes. And I mean, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission in that aspect.
Exactly. So if you're young and you're trying to figure it out, call me. I got you.
Yeah.
I got it figured out.
We'll give you the real life.
No.
Yeah, real. Yikes.
So I'm trying to think. What we had the hometown hookup last weekend. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing that we, the big party that we went to. And I just wanted to go over that real quick over the next couple of minutes because I thought it was very interesting that, Holly, you were full-blown vodka Holly.
I don't remember.
Oh, there's a good
sign. Oh, you don't remember at all?
I mean, I do remember, but I actually, like, when you guys were teasing me about it, I had to text my boyfriend, and I was like, did I do anything, like, horrible at this party that I don't remember? And he was like, no, you were feeling good. I was like, oh, shit.
Does feeling good equal oh, shit?
Yeah, for his, because, you know, he's probably going to try to be, like, nice about it.
Right. So, right. He's like, no.
He's like, no, you were feeling good.
You were perfect, girl.
Which, in my mind, was the equivalent, the nice equivalent of him being like, you were turned the fuck up.
Yes.
Sorry.
Now, Scott, because, listen, I was drunk, too, so I can't.
I thought you might have been, because you even, usually, if you're drunk, you tell me.
Yeah.
Because that's just how we work. But, like, so you told me you were drunk, and so I guess I didn't realize how drunk I was.
No, but, I mean, you didn't do anything, like, crazy.
No, yeah.
I was
in my vodka Holly feels.
Yeah, like, you had, like, your voice was, you know, like, 5 octaves high.
Yes.
And probably, if you could have found a cigarette, you would have been like, can I have one?
I think we probably did. What happens when I get that crazy? And then the next day, I have so many regrets.
You're like, what? Why? Why?
My throat's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway.
So, Scott, what was your experience of, you know, being a part of that party?
I mean, it was
from the, because you were sober.
Yeah, no, I was sober. I had one beer just to kind of like just feel, I guess, the groove of everything. But mm-hmm. It was my first time where I felt as if I needed to learn how to balance like this new reality for me of like being a part of the show, like people realize who I am, which is very new and it still is very different for me.
Yeah.
But also having people there that I invited, having my girlfriend there. And that's even like, I even came up to you and I was like, hey, like, how do you balance this? How do you balance entertaining? Because I feel like it's something I struggle with because I just feel like I need to please everyone. So yeah. I'm talking to my girlfriend like, oh my God, you're the best. I love you. And somebody comes up, I'm like, hurt. Hey,
you push her
doing?
Aside. Yeah.
Yeah, you just elbow her out. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then it's like, oh, wait, I got to stop here and go make sure my friends have food. And then I just ran myself rampant because I'm worrying about everybody else.
Yep.
And it's just very new. And it was awesome. It's awesome that people come up and know who you are and know your story. And it's just, I got to figure out how to balance all of those things.
Now, what I'm confused about is what sage drunk advice did I give you about that? Do you remember? Because I'm really Holly. Can you, let's take a guess.
Oh my God.
Let's take a little guess. What advice, little Scotty the Body comes up to me and he's like, Miguel, how do you balance all of this? What do you think my drunk brain said?
I think you were probably like, you probably got very serious and you put on your Mama Oprah voice and you were like, now listen. You have got to dig deep down inside of you and figure out, you know, what place needs your attention the most. And then you follow your heart. Something very inspirational. Mm. That would be my guess.
Scott, was it that?
It definitely started out in that realm, but God. It then went down to a lot of good lessons. You talked about how.
a lot.
Well, talk about how, like, you know, you don't really invite your friends out anymore to these events because it's like, you don't want them to expect that it's like all about you at those things to be hanging out with them. And you also have those conversations with your boyfriend and everything to make sure that people just understand that as soon as we come in, I'm working. I am now a part of the show and doing things like that. And I took that to heart because, I mean, that's mm-hmm. something I'm really trying to understand when I'm going to these things. And I'm really trying to have those conversations with my girlfriend where it's like, look, like I want to give you every like ounce of my energy. But when I'm working, I need to make sure that I'm focused and I do feel that support. Because she's been awesome with it. And I think it's very new for us, but now she's like starting to really understand that, like, when I gotta work, I gotta work.
I didn't realize this was such a thing, like, that we've come up with. And Miguel, you and I have grown through. And I mean, being single and having partners, being married, being divorced, like, we've sort of navigated all that both together and separately through the years. But I forgot that you do have to sort of learn that. And we call it just being on. So, mm-hmm. like, for you, Scott, I mean, it's a little nice because you've got this whole Scotty the body.
Yeah, Scotty the body.
You have that persona. Mm-hmm. So you can actually sort of say that when you're on, you're like, I got to be Scotty the body today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then, and that is the hardest part when you've got friends or a significant other that want to come to an event. You have to lay it out very early and very clearly that when you're at an event, it is Scotty the body time. And then when you're off that event, now you're Scott again. Mm-hmm. And it's the people that know you, love you, that need to unfortunately do the hardest work where they just have to accept it. And yeah. I know Mr. Silver Fox and my boyfriend, Justin, a.k.a. Mr. Dimples, have had different struggles with it too. Mm-hmm. But they have, you know, figured out how to work that in their own way. And Justin was really good because he used to do radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So he knows going in like, okay, you do you. And if there's an event that he's like, because usually he sits by himself. If there's an event he knows coming up where there's not going to be a lot of people that he knows to hang out with, he'll be like, just go do it.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
That's the hard part. I mean, it's like you literally just have to tell your, you know, your friends or your partner, like, this is work time. Like, I will see you afterwards. And if you want to do something tomorrow that's all about you, I will treat you. I will make you feel like the star because you are. But, yeah, those are sort of the sacrifices and the give or take that you have to navigate mm-hmm. through as you become a radio personality. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that we can help you through that. Now, yeah. Was real quick before you go, was Mary mad at all, your girlfriend?
No. I mean, she even bought me a pizza, like brought it over and everything like that. She brought a friend, so she was just chilling the whole night. I think it just gets to my own head. Mm-hmm. At this point now, the only battle I have to face is like not starting fights because I have assumptions that something's going wrong. Because I do that all the time.
Wait, like, you start fights because you
like
think?
Not like fights, but yeah, but I'll like anticipate something, and I do this constantly where I'd be like, are you okay, and eventually it's like they're not even mad at the situation, they're mad that you keep asking them if they're okay. So it's like, yes, I'm fine. It's like taking that for what it is and be like, okay, and moving on it, and don't let those little things build up, because I've done that for years.
What's the biggest fight you and her have had?
Oh my god, we don't really fight too hard. It's I'm trying to remember, there's nothing that really comes to mind, but there's definitely been nights where I just haven't communicated something, or we just miscommunicate, and then it just blows up. It's never been something like, you did this, or you did this. It's like, literally, we just miscommunicated, and it just exploded to the point where I'm like, I'm done, and then she wants to talk about it, and then I'm not really one that wants to talk about it in that moment.
Mm.
So I'll be like, we could talk about this in a little bit. Let me calm down.
Oh, sorry. That was my computer.
Nothing. But nothing too bad. It's pretty quick, which is why, like, she's great, because whenever we fight, like, I'm somebody that could be like, we'll work on this tomorrow. She's like, let's just talk about it today, and we'll be fine. And then within a couple minutes, like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, I'm definitely a let's talk about it now type of person. I can't wait.
But my boyfriend is not, and that's difficult, because we, like, you know, if you're a wait for a minute kind of person, you need that minute, and I'm not... it's hard. That's hard because I want to like always do it right this minute. But sometimes you need a moment.
I need those moments just to think. Because when I get angry, it's just weird things. Just I say,
oh,
I
know.
It's not me. I don't like being in that headspace. But I'm learning to adapt.
I want to see Scott angry.
No,
I just because I've seen Holly angry. I've seen Ryan angry. I want to see Scott angry.
Yeah, not at us though.
No. Oh, I'll make you mad at me.
What?
I don't know.
No.
I'll work on it.
No, no,
I'll make
work
it happen.
On it. No.
We got to go. He got to go.
All right. We all got to go. Well, we will keep trying to do little short ones, and you know, we'll give you long ones too, but stick
That's
with us, okay?
Yeah. That's what he said?
Yeah. Something. I'm going to give you a long one, all right.
Someone take it so far.
I'm sorry. Someone gave us a 1-star because we didn't update these frequently enough on iTunes.
It. Oh, wow.
I was like, all right, we need to start doing this at some point during the week, all right?
Yeah, let's just... We'll try harder.
We will. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott, what's all yours?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
You got a TT?
Got a TT.
That's what my uncle Tyrone used to say when we were young. He'd be like, you got a TT, Miguel.
Oh, my God.
And then producer Ryan, even though he's not here, his is Radio McGibb. If you're looking for some photography or video, he's always looking to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my stuff is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. You can catch our podcast at Hot101.5TampaBay.com on the Hot 101.5 app. Or if you're on iTunes, type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Just make sure to rate and subscribe. Until next time.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.